Lesson 113, The Foolish Rich Farmer. Message: While on earth, we should focus on our spiritual well-being. Learning objectives: The children will learn. We must care for our earthly well-being. However, we should not forget it is more important to our soul to obtain heavenly goods. Heavenly goods assist us in obtaining eternal life in heaven. Bible text: Luke chapter 12, verse 16 to 21. Jesus told the people a parable. There was once a rich man whose farm had produced a good harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I do not have anywhere big enough to store everything." He told himself, "This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns and build bigger ones so that I will be able to store all my grain and other goods. Then I will have enough to last me for many years. Then I can take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry." God said to him, "You fool, tonight your soul will be required of you. Then who will get all these things you have stored up to now?" Jesus said, "This is what happens to those people who store up riches for themselves. They are poor in the sight of God." Suggestion for the teachers. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, fancy dress, and additional materials like bags filled with manioc, cassava. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. 1. The children take the role of the listeners and tell one another what they have heard. A farmer has such a large crop that he does not know where to store everything. He decides to build bigger barns. Finally, he is satisfied and said to himself, "So, you have many goods laid up for many years. Eat, drink, and be merry." What would you do if you were a farmer with a crop too large for your barns to hold? What does God say to him? Possible answer: "You fool, this night your soul will be required of you." What does God call the rich man? Why does God call the rich man a fool? Because he spends his whole life working and saving, but does not concern himself about his soul. He gathers natural riches, but no treasures for his soul. Have the children repeat: "We must care for our earthly well-being. However, it is more important to obtain heavenly goods. Heavenly goods assist us in obtaining eternal life." Real life application. Explain the following. Earthly riches and possessions have no value in heaven. What are those things? Being our friends, driving a big car, having fun, going to school, doing homework. How many hours a week do we spend for this? How many for Sunday school, church tax. We focus on eternal things and gather treasures that have eternal value. Which treasures count before God? Possible answer: belief, trust in God, thankfulness. Repeat the message. While on earth, we should focus on our spiritual well-being.